Hello, and welcome to our beloved Ascended Masters Outpouring of Light series. This is Tammy Dennis speaking, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we are so excited to just give you all the abundance of our beloved cosmic being, Helios. Helios brings to the planet Earth all of the illumination that you could possibly imagine for yourselves. Those you hold near and dear to your heart. Your loved ones. Your families, your friends. That illumination. That is just radiating the entire earth. Sometimes we can think on a thought and we can ask our beloved cosmic being Helios to illumine our minds, our body, our soul, and spirit. To give us the illumination, him working in conjunction with beloved Vesta, who is bringing truth to the earth. So with those two power forces combined together, there is an outpouring of intelligence. That directing intelligence that is bathing the entire planet. And so, I'm getting ahead of myself because I love to just allow for you to learn, blossom, and grow. Come with me. Journey with me on this beautiful exploration of these great heavenly hosts of the light as we attune our entire body to their divine love and light to our planet. This is our Ascended Master's outpouring of light. We are on day 25 of the countdown. This is 49 beautiful days. That's 7 sacred weeks that these beings and all of the hosts of the light are giving us a window of opportunity to just attune ourselves to their divine light for our lives. And so, let us get comfortable. You know how I love to get comfortable, right? And just allow for us to instill inside of our hearts and minds on today this beautiful message that we have before you. I hope that you all receive the abundance and knowledge of this great import of information that I have to express to you today. We thank you so much in advance for viewing the content as we begin our audio programming. Beloved cosmic being Helios. Helios and Vesta are sun god and goddesses. Beloved Helios is a sun god, and his twin flame, Vesta, is a sun goddess. They each are cosmic beings who are responsible for this sun of our system. They radiate out their divine causal body and activities through the sun. They each represent the godhead to our solar system and are the authority governing this system of worlds. Each sun is bestowed with two specific qualities, which are the main qualities of the sun god and goddesses. Beloved Helios' quality is illumination, and beloved Vesta is truth. Beloved Vesta was the first goddess of truth to the earth. Beloved Helios concentrates all humanity through the continued inspiration of music. And he has also created the salamanders. The whole of this planet and the entire system originated from Helios and Vesta's pure divine light. Helios and Vesta are not the sun, but are the individual cosmic beings and are the focus for the sun. One of the key examples of their responsibility would be that of a person's home, in which that house is not the parents of a family, but it is the foundation and or the actions and substance drawn together by it, and under its direction forms a focus, creating a home. This is also equivalent to the expression of the earth being the body of the being Virgo. All of humanity and life thereon, in its atmosphere and throughout the systems of worlds, emanates through the sun of the system and are drawn from the source, which is the central sun, and is qualified then under the direction of our beloved Helios and Vesta. Each ascended host and cosmic being's contributions to our planetary system and mankind, with the assistance of Helios and Vesta, each individual must understand that the fire element consisting of the sun is the life, light, and nourishing power of this system of worlds. Our great cosmic beings, Helios and Vesta, supports our planet through the outpouring of the fire element to the earth. They each have auras that are comprised of the virtues and activities of these great beings. And they create the nature of the Godhead. And also, the cosmic Holy Spirit for our solar system. The causal bodies were formed by their drawing forth and qualifying energy that is maintained by their divine love. This action combining the causal bodies create the spheres of our universe. We, the people of Earth, must be cognizant of the fact that in this process, generations after generations, the expansion continues to endure in the sun. It maintains itself akin to that of a planet at advanced stages in greater expansion of the light. It is important to let you know that all creation takes place by the rhythmic music in your life that did not begin when you were born into your physical body. However, it is with the projecting forth of a light ray from the hearts of the sun god Helios and sun goddess Vesta. And at the end of that ray, a flame comes into being, a threefold flame around which coalesces light, substance, and the creation of the divine presence takes place, forming in an individual God flame. The knowledge of I am by the threefold flame is then an individual creator, a co-creator with God, the cosmic I am presence. These abide in the aura of the godparents for the time being. Some return and become unindividualized again. Those choosing to go on out further in the scheme of creation project forth two rays, twin rays, at the end of each a threefold flame around which is drawn light substance, forming what is known as the electronic body, wherein abides the I am, wherein abides the I am, I am, I am, who knows itself as an individual, which we term the I am presence. Then these intelligences begin their journey through seven inner spheres through which they must pass before they are ready to embody on a planet. They know primal life is theirs to use. There they begin to create through the I am consciousness, that which they see in whatever sphere they abide. They learn to use their thought and feeling centers to create form by thought, then through joyous feeling to energize it. There, they absorb the qualities of each sphere, remaining in each as long as desired, thus forming a causal body. They are permitted to enjoy the various activities and qualities of each sphere, assimilate those qualities, and through their own use of primal life, through thought and feeling, build the quality and color of that sphere into their own causal bodies. They are taken into the first sphere, and after a certain length of time, those who wish to progress further are taken to the second sphere. Some, however, prefer to remain in the first sphere. Likewise, some choose to go on to the third sphere. And there are those who wish to remain in the second sphere, and so on through the seven spheres. Those choosing to remain in the various spheres become the brothers and sisters of that particular sphere, forming a part of the host of heaven and rendering service at inner levels for eternity. Visualization of your own I am, the cosmic law affirmation. Let us for a moment think on beloved mighty Helios. Many do not know of this great cosmic being or other cosmic beings who govern the activities of the physical sun to the earth. But if you want to start to learn of these mighty beings and their contributions to our planet, just allow yourself to go into a meditative state and visualize their magnificent power from the physical sun, which is all life and health and strength to you. Please state the following. In the name of my mighty I am presence, I am the cosmic law's miracle oneness with the physical sun, and I am its victorious flame in outer physical action, producing perfection forever. Now, start to draw the attention of the cosmic beings who direct the activities of the physical sun to the earth. Beloved Helios and Vesta, and you could start to live just as close in the heart of their love as you desire. You must acknowledge your oneness with that which you desire. Beloved Helios and Vesta, now state the following in the name of my mighty I Am Presence. I am the cosmic law's oneness with the life in the physical sun. I am the cosmic law's oneness with the life in the physical sun. I am the cosmic law's oneness with the life in the physical sun. I give it my love, and love gives me all that is there. I am the cosmic law's miracle action of my oneness with the life in the great, great silence and its manifestations are mine, an outer action. Allow for that to just reverberate inside of your body temple. Once you have acknowledged your oneness with the mighty I Am Presence and higher mental body of every life stream, that is everyone that is on this planet, for the freedom and purification of your nation in which you abide, then that same acknowledgement draws forth the cosmic powers to help the nation with its speediness. When you would like to make the calls to assist your nation or any nation, all you need to do is acknowledge the nations in your calls. Please state the following out loud or to yourself. In the name of my I Am Presence, I am the cosmic law's immortal oneness with the mighty I Am Presence of this nation, commanding the fiery purity of the great central sun to flood the nation and fulfill the great divine plan now. Let that just permeate inside of your heart now. I am the cosmic laws, immortal oneness with the mighty I Am presence of this nation, commanding the fiery purity of the great central sun to flood the nation and fulfill the great divine plan. I am the cosmic law's immortal oneness with the mighty I Am presence of this nation, commanding the fiery purity of the great central sun to flood the nation and fulfill the great divine plan now. When this is accomplished, you will start to see the action of the mighty purity in you and through you and around you. When you begin to call and draw forth these mighty beings in your daily activity of decreeing and invocations, as you consistently acknowledge, I am, then you will begin to realize the opening of the floodgates to receive blessings and manifestations that you could not even imagine to fulfill you, your world, and all of your affairs. If you want miracles and manifestations, what do you have to do? Acknowledge your oneness with the Almighty by stating this: in the name of my mighty I Am presence, I am the cosmic law's oneness with the miracle life in the great central sun. I am the cosmic law's oneness with the miracle life in the great, great silence, the miracle beauty of the great, great silence, the miracle healing flame of the great, great silence, the miracle powers of happiness and freedom from the great, great silence. I am the cosmic laws, miracle oneness with the victory and its glorious flame of the great, great silence. And my world is the miracle world of the great, great silence. My body is the miracle fire temple of the great, great silence. My loved ones are held in the miracle oneness of immortal purity and love from the great, great silence and the mantle of its flame purifies, 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 and heals them forever. Almighty I Am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. All right now. Was that not a beautiful visualization exercise? I love the pure divine essence that has been bestowed upon the planet by our great Knight Commander, Saint Germain. The cosmic being Helios and others in the mountain ranges. We each must start to utilize our own divinity. I am bringing it to you, and I am showing you how to create the most joyous life you have ever known. Once you start to begin a relationship with the one true source within you, which is your mighty I Am Presence, God within you lives and dwells. Your Christhood. Welcome to it on today. Have you ever explored the mountainous ranges? Well, in the mountain ranges throughout the world is positioned the most powerful forces of the world. And that is our Ascended Master Retreats. And they are controlled completely by the Ascended Masters. They each have a focus and activity of the sacred fire happening in constant manifestation. That sacred fire burns within those retreats. There are many focuses of the sacred fire held for centuries in the retreats of the world. These are the etheric retreats of the world. And those retreats are in the mountain ranges. Those are the activities whose radiating purity goes forth and controls the conditions and nature and in the atmosphere of Earth, and that enable mankind to make further effort towards their freedom and to give them the greater strength and blessings to make that effort. There are many retreats throughout the world. Many etheric retreats. And every country and within every country is a focus of the sacred fire, which is the guarding presence of that nation or that country. And that is entirely under the control of the Ascended Host. We as unascended being, that is each one of mankind. Do not have control over that. And no one can ever go to those retreats in the physical body except by the Ascended Master's escort and invitation of the Ascended Master, who is in charge of each retreat. The sacred focus of the sacred power of the sacred fire in these places have been drawn there by the mighty Helios and other cosmic beings who govern the fire element to this world. They are established by cosmic authority. They are controlled continually through the centuries by cosmic authority, and they are protected by the powers in the mountain ranges that mankind can never master until individuals become ascended. Therefore, as the purification of the world takes place, many of these activities will be intensified. After they have rendered their service, mankind will be taught more of their power to control physical manifestation and to assist the powers of nature to release greater and greater blessings for mankind's use. You must learn to appreciate all of life now. Even those who love nature should have received a nugget from this message today. I want to impress upon you one more nugget. Helios, electronic force. How do you think a diamond is created? Well, how much electronic force does it take to create a diamond? Century after century after century, the mighty Helios has poured the concentration of the electronic force into the substance in the crust of the earth to produce what we on earth call a diamond. This same electronic force is pouring constantly to create within the structure of earth these many substances that mankind uses in outer physical conditions to fulfill the divine plan and to use as the outer self desires to use it. When those blessings are not used constructively in a positive way, then you have what is called danger from the powers of nature and the forces of the elements. When they are constructively used positively, there is no danger from the powers of nature and forces of the elements. All right, now, So what have we learned today? We learned so much about our beloved Helios and his powerful force upon the planet. We learned that the cosmic being, Helios, Vesta, and all the other cosmic beings who serve this great planet, all of them have, throughout the mountain ranges, those retreats that I often speak about. And so you must project your image and focus on these great power forces to instill inside of your heart the necessary cosmic light. These great and mighty beings, their intense activities upon the planet are just contributing all of their magnificent light to our beloved planet. And so you must try to understand, in order to gain your ascension into this great light, you can always go inside of your heart, make that call to your mighty I Am Presence inside of the sacred chamber within your heart, and allow for mighty I Am Presence to arise and awake. Arise, awake. Arise and awake. And bring forth the blessings and miracles that you have never in this lifetime experienced on this planet, if you will but give in to your presence now. Give in to your presence now. The mighty I Am Presence is that great light. And so we thank you, all of you, for allowing me to come into your homes and into your hearts on today with the Ascended Master's outpouring of light. This is Tammy Dennis, bringing you all of what you need on today to fulfill that pure divine essence which is in the very recesses of your heart, mind, soul, and spirit on today. I hope you all have received this beautiful essence that the mighty I Am Presence and our great beloved cosmic being Helios had to offer you on today. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai Destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Om. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am.